Badwell Road Center Podcast, Episode 95, July 2nd, 2009. The podcast from English language students by English language students and St. Clair's Oxford.
Hi, my name is Miki and
Anastasia.
We are students at Santa Clara's Oxford.
This show is all about food. In this show, you are going to hear students from GO2 talk about their national food.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about food.
Let's start our show, and our first guest is Ludovica.
Mm-hmm. How are you from?
From Italy.
Oh, and what is your national food? Could you tell us?
Well, we have lots of national foods and national dish. For example, pasta or pizza.
What's your favorite pasta?
I like rice. And rice is also a kind of pasta, rice with sauce, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you invited foreign people to your party, what would you cook?
Probably a dish of pasta. And a salad then, and then a dessert.
Oh, what kind of dessert?
Tiramisu.
Oh, you know how to cook tiramisu?
No.
No, but tiramisu.
I cannot cook, but okay, my mom can cook, yes.
And could you recognize for us something to try in an Italian restaurant if we will come to Italy?
Every kind of pasta is good, in my opinion. So,
is there any one of the best pasta, your favorite pasta?
A very famous dish, for example, is lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you should try it if you have never tried.
So we should try it.
Yes, of course.
You recommend it for us?
Yes, of course.
Is it different from the state, like a state? So Milan and Rome and...
Yes. Each part of Italy has different kind of pasta. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where lasagna is from.
Oh.
So, yes. Thank you, Ludovica.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Hello, Miguel. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Where did you come from?
I come from Geneva and Switzerland.
Cool.
If you invite foreign people to your party, what would you cook?
I should cook spaghetti with carbonara all the time.
Oh, and could you explain for us how we can cook it? Is there any special ingredients or is it a secret?
Yeah, some secret. It's not very difficult.
Really?
You just wait to boil the water, put the spaghetti, mm-hmm. wait 8 or 7 minutes to after when you put the spaghetti, to put them al dente. And for the sauce, I put lots of spices, chili, and sugar, and a special secret thing.
Yeah.
What's a sauce?
Well, yes. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to make.
No, it's not really difficult. In my home, I have a lot of spices, and all the time I try to put some of them, and it tastes good. So.
And do you recommend it for us to try?
It depends your stomach.
I have a big stomach, so maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
But why we should try this spaghetti with sugar and spicy?
I don't know, you have all the time to put sugar in the sauce of spaghetti, to not give them like with acid.
Do you like it?
I like. So.
Maybe is there any food which you like? Not like spaghetti, only spaghetti.
I like tapas.
What is it?
Spanish food.
Yeah, not the Switzerland food.
It's Switzerland food. We have fondue and
yes, fondue. Yeah. I like it.
Mountain specialities.
Mountain specialities.
Yeah, but it's really strong. So I prefer tapas. It's more like something you can eat when you want.
So okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, Thomas. So you're from Saudi Arabia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Could you tell us something about your national food?
Actually, we have many plate or dish, and the most the popular it's called kabsa.
What is it? Kabsa?
It's rice with lamb, and in my city even we have the many ways to cook the seafood because on the sea.
So if you invite foreign people, so you will cook these dishes?
Actually, if he's foreign, maybe I will made more than one dish to let him has to let him choose what he like. And I think yes, it's kabsa. One of the dishes will be kabsa.
Do you have any favorite food?
Yeah, it's. I think it's our national nation dishes. It's one of the favorite for me.
Is it a rice?
Rice with lamb and yeah. They cooked with many spices.
Yeah. Mm. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. With yogurt salad or with yogurt, you know.
Mm. Oh yeah, I know.
It's white.
Why should we try it?
Why should you try? Because yeah. If you don't try, you should try something.
Very good answer.
Yeah, you know, it's
yeah, of course.
Yeah, because as we try your Japanese dishes, what you call the
sushi
and
sashimi,
yeah, raw food. And then you should try another dish of another culture.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
So welcome. Thank you.
Welcome, Eugenia. Where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Like Ludovica?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, but nice. I came from Genoa in the north.
Oh.
It's a different place.
Yeah.
What's your traditional national dishes?
Our national dishes are pasta and pizza. And my favorite kind of pasta is matriciana. And it's like a carbonara pasta, but with also some sauce.
Mm. Oh.
Wow, sounds nice.
Yeah, and if you will invite your friends to party, what would you cook?
I think I will make some pasta or pizza, but I'm not a really good cooker, so I think my mother will make some dishes for us.
Mm. And what do you recommend for us to try in Italy?
Which dishes?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you couldn't try it, I think you should try some pasta. We have a really different kind of pasta. And
why should we try it?
Because it's really good.
So your favorite pasta is...
Like spaghetti carbonara.
Yeah.
Is there any restaurant?
Yeah, in Genoa we have a lot of Italian restaurants who cook some different kind of pasta. But if you want to eat your favorite pasta, I think it's better cooking in our house.
Oh, thank you. So, you can invite us?
Yeah. If you want, come.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. We will come.
Hello, Saram.
Hi.
So, where did you come from?
I come from United Arab Emirates.
Oh, it's a
UAE.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's your name.
And what is a typical national dish in UAE?
The same with as my friend talking.
Thamer,
yeah. And but you have a lot of different in United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. For example, you will meet the bread with milk and they put a little honey.
Mm. And milk and bread.
Yeah.
Oh. And what are you doing with this?
Hmm?
And what are you doing? Cooked?
No. Just it's not cooked. Yeah, just put it and eat it.
Oh, so you take a piece of bread, put into the milk with honey?
No, no, you put the bread in the dish and you put milk around the bread and you put honey.
That's what I said.
Big bread?
Yeah.
Or pieces of bread?
No, no, it's big, like that.
Oh, and how it tastes?
Yeah. It's delicious.
Delicious?
Really? Yeah.
But is it spicy or honey?
No,
of course, honey.
Yes. Honey and
I think we should
when
try
you come
it.
In, yeah. When you come in my house, I will invite you.
Thank you.
You. UAE.
And, okay, if you will invite your parents or your friends to party, what would you cook for them?
I like to invite them in my farm. It's not my house because in my farm stay in the same the scent and the tent. Mm-hmm. They stay together and a lot of time, maybe around 3 hours, 4 hours, and after that you put the food, you will eat it. After the finish you have a dessert. For example, milk, cup of milk, mm-hmm. with honey also. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a dessert?
Yeah.
Milk with honey, it's dessert. Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting. And if we will come to UAE's, what would you recommend for us to try in restaurants?
You have a lot of different, but I think it's my come in my house. This is the restaurant.
So the party take 3 to 4 hours.
I will need for you something food special for you.
Oh, really? Thank you. It's so kind of you. So okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. You.
Wait us.
Thank you.
Hi, Gültay. So, if I'm not mistaken, you're from Turkey.
Yeah, I'm from Turkey.
And could you tell us something of your typical national dish?
Yes, we have a lot of national dish. This is shish kebab, shish chicken, they call it. Special rice. And as they call baklava, is Turkish delight. This is famous in the world.
Mm-hmm. Shish kebab, I've heard, but the last one?
Shish tabuk.
Shish tabuk.
Shish chicken also.
Chicken.
Special chicken, especially for Turkey.
And if you invite, for example, your family to your house, you will make a kebab or something else?
Yeah, I can do for them kebab. And I can prepare baklava also. Mm-hmm. And it's good salad and serve to them.
Could you explain how to cook shish kebab?
Before this shish kebab, you have to cut and carve the meat with the meat chopper machine. Mm-hmm. So after you can mix together with the spicy yeast.
What kind of spice?
It's like corn and...
Corn?
No, not corn, sorry. It's maybe the hot pepper. It's red pepper. Because we have to put hot test inside the meat, and after that we can mix it all together, and we can to skewer in special iron the meat. You can to skewer.
Skewer.
Yeah, there is a special iron, thin special iron. So you put the meat. It's very. You have to be with good experience that the skewer can catch the meat. And the meat shouldn't drop on the fire. Uh-huh. And this is, we have to cook it in the fire, in the charcoal fire. Uh-huh. So after you cook, you can serve.
Wow.
I think it's very delicious.
Wow. Yes, I think it's very delicious.
It's very delicious. And I can serve together with the Turkish delight baklava. You can mix the with the flour, the sugar. We can mix the flour and open very thin plate. So you can put the walnut, the crushed walnut, behind of the plates. And later you can boil sugar with water.
Sugar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very hard.
With water?
Yeah, like for example, you have to put the measure three glass of sugar or 1 glass of water.
Wow.
This is too much.
Yes. Yeah.
So it will be very, very hard sugar. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you will put, when you... you put this flour and this the flour and walnut in the oven, and after you cooked, you when it's hot, you have to put the sugar water.
Very interesting.
So this is baklava, Turkish delight. So later you cut
sounds great.
To the small pieces great. And you can serve it. All the tourists prefer to eat baklava in Turkey when they came to Antalya and Bodrum and
When I went to Turkey, I haven't tasted
baklava. Especially on the summers, hotels and holidays you can find. And also, you know, the döner is döner. That means it's around the meat. Also, it's famous for Turkey.
So you recommend it for us?
Yeah, you can.
For you. Wow. Nice to go.
Thank you. So we'll come to you and you will make it for us.
Of course, I can invite you every time and would you like.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. For more information, please check our show notes at
bardwellroad.podomatic.com. And do you have the most interesting foods or most...
Or most what?
Do you have any favorite food here? That's what I want to ask.